92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
You know, whenever I leave town or I talk to people who are from outside of Utah, I usually get the same set of questions. What do you think the number one question is?
Do you have horns?
No.
How many kids do you have?
No. Just straight up, are you Mormon?
Oh.
Is usually the first. Oh, you're from Utah, therefore you must be Mormon.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, there's that one, and there's always polygamy questions. That's always a big one. Now, the cameras are on, by the way, and you look fantastic.
I have a canker sore. I have a canker sore.
Bonnie's got a canker sore. Can you show it to the camera a little closer? Oh, my gosh, that looks awful.
I brought some gel stuff that numbs it, but it's been a while, and so it just wore off, and now it hurts to talk.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll do the majority of the talking then. By the way, if you want to see Bonnie's canker sore, YouTube at Mikey and the Misses. Anyway, I put together this list yesterday. It's on our website, b92onehits.com. 5 myths about Utah that most Americans believe are true. And number one is only Mormons live in Utah. Not true.
Not true.
However, I can't understand where you could come to that conclusion. Because in most of the world, Latter-day Saints make up about less than 1% of the population everywhere.
Right.
Outside of Utah, pretty much. And so once you go from not knowing anything to having 60% of the population being LDS, it's quite a culture shock. And especially depending on where you live. If you're like in the more rural areas of Utah, it's like 80, 90% LDS. So,
yeah, it's true.
So that I totally get
and
where
yet,
you could come
the
up
hub,
with that. Mm-hmm.
The LDS hub is not in Utah.
What are you saying? What do you mean?
It's in Nauvoo. Where? It's in
Jackson County, Missouri?
Yeah. That's the hub. That's where the queen lives. And then all the worker bees
all
live
right.
in Utah.
Okay.
Yeah. We are ruled by a queen, guys.
Let this be a lesson that not everything you read on the internet is right. I don't know where Bonnie's going, but let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to Earth. That was one of them. The other thing that I'm asked all the time, I was doing an interview with this Australian guy on Australian radio.
Uh-huh.
And he was asking about, you know, Zoom weddings and stuff like that I do. And one of his questions was, do you think that's because, do you think Utah is so lax with their marriage laws because of polygamy? And I had to tell him, no, we're actually... That's not legal. He's like, oh, really? Like, everybody just believes that polygamy is still legal here in Utah.
Well, because people still practice it.
Sure. Yeah. And it's no help with, you know, Netflix and everything else.
Yeah. Just because you run a red light.
Doesn't mean it's legal.
Yeah. Doesn't mean
it's
legal.
Yeah.
Just because there are a bunch of murders
right.
doesn't mean it's legal.
Well, and another thing is that people think that alcohol is illegal. So a lot of people think that in Utah you can't drink, but you can have plural wives.
Well, to be fair, you go to stores here, and what is the alcoholic content?
Right, it's lower.
Compared to Nevada, it's much lower.
And if somebody is coming in from out of state and they go to, like, Harmon's or something, and they go, okay, where's your liquor aisle? And they go, we don't have one. You would assume, oh, they don't have liquor in Utah.
Yeah.
You know, but no, it's at it's at a state-run liquor store.
Utah.
Yeah,
Utah.
And here's my favorite one.
Okay.
Dancing is not allowed in Utah.
Yeah, I've heard that one a few times.
You've heard that one?
Mostly because I started the rumor, but...
Oh, because you don't like going to dances.
Well, I just don't like people filming me dance.
Oh.
So I'll dance as long as no one's watching.
So what we're saying is...
Naked in the living room.
If you go to a youth church dance, you will assume that dancing is illegal because of how poorly people are doing it. But no, dancing is okay. We just need more practice than the rest of the country. And liquor.
Stay right there.
Stay tuned in.
More of B92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show is headed right for your ear holes.